This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We are nationally syndicated, heard on the GCN Live network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you to them for their service to America, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 operators, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping us free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the security guards, also the construction crews, the waitresses pouring the coffee in the truck stops, and not to forget about the convenience store clerks keeping all those gas pumps flowing, too. Thank you for what you do. And don't forget, you go on over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for your free gun a day giveaway. It's a different gun every day. And find out about what a USCCA membership can mean for you. All right, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, the RonEdwards.com, the Edwards Notebook guy. Hello, Ron.
Hello there.
Time to say the pledge and get moving. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to get started with this short clip about the situation that's gone absolutely south in Virginia. Listen to this.
Yesterday was a pathetic spectacle by Governor Northam. I respect the congressman. I've worked with the congressman and appreciate his point of view. But when he cites historic figures like Robert Byrd, who towards the end of his life needed to make good with his God, we all need to remember that people like Robert Byrd, who served in the Ku Klux Klan, then led what was then the longest filibuster in the history of the Senate against the Civil Rights Bill. There is a dressing in blackface, standing with somebody in a KKK robe, isn't a mistake. It's a decision that one makes that projects a set of values and a set of violent values into the world. I hope the governor will do the right thing soon. My current colleague, former congressman from Virginia, Tom Perriello, who lost the primary to Northam, talks often about the duality of Virginia, a state that was the founding state in the democracy, but also a state that 400 years ago introduced slavery, a state that elected the first African-American governor, but also a state that gave us the violent incident at Charlottesville. At a time when we have self-avowed white supremacists like Stephen King in our Congress, which the Republican Party rightly censured, we have to have a zero-tolerance policy on these kinds of issues.
Wow. What can you say to that? Wow.
Absolutely. Wow, wow, wow.
Now, here's the other thing. We've since found out that they found the editor of the yearbook at the medical college. You did hear that, right?
Yes.
And that editor told CNN that that picture was legitimate. It was given to them by the governor to be placed on his yearbook page. We heard that. You heard that, too, right?
Yeah. It was. Yeah. Go ahead.
And we also heard that after that, this yearbook had gotten in trouble before for a lot of different things they were doing. And this was the last year that the yearbook was even put out.
Yeah, but, you know, when you really look at the picture, when you look at the situation, and one of the most important things is that when you have a governor of a state, you look at his actions and the things that he supports that are affecting our lives or the lives of the citizens of that particular state or commonwealth. And when I look at the grand scheme of things, like his support of killing babies up to the point of birth, things of that nature, that is more offensive to me than the blackface. And I think that they're making a big thing out of it in the left-wing media and in the Democrat Party, not so much because they're so, oh, my God, people are so offended by this blackface. Well, that was blackface used to be part of the, you know, the Democrat Party life at one time. I think this is political gamesmanship here within the Democrat Party.
They're trying to change the message that's going to be out there for 2020. They're trying to take it away from where it is and put it into something different.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. So, you know, as an American who happens to be black, I mean, I need to tell these people to lighten up on the picture issue, and let's move on to real issues that are affecting our lives.
Now, the lieutenant governor's in big trouble, too, because he believes the governor released the information about him with the encounter that he had at the 2004 Democratic National Convention with a woman who accused him of accosting her. And then there's a second woman that's come forward now, apparently, and this is all playing into who the number 33 person is in the mix, who would become the governor, and that's the attorney general. And the attorney general is a young man on his way up, kind of a little bit more to the left of center than these other two guys, and he wants to run for governor next time around. So you can kind of see where this is now a three-way mix.
Yeah, it is. And, an individual like the attorney general there, who's more left of a governor who doesn't mind killing babies at birth, that is a pretty bad situation. And all three of these gentlemen, these individuals, are just way left of center. All three of them are. And so, I tell you, the voters have a lot of decisions to make in the future, and better do a better job of looking at these candidates. Democrat or Republican, but especially Democrat. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't want to dwell on this because we could talk about this for a while, and we got a lot more to talk about. And when we do come back from this break, folks, we're going to talk about Senator Lindsey Graham and what he said in a conversation yesterday. He also said that he suggested this to the president about going it alone if the Dems won't come forward on the border barrier project. And I don't think they're going to. So I think we're going to see the president declaring a state of emergency. But we'll tell you how it is he's going to do it, and it may not be the way you're thinking about. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. And there is no better time to get a quote from your local GEICO agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch. Your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. It's not just about your car anymore, because they offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And it can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through their local GEICO insurance agency. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So go to GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out more and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have got just so much stuff going on here in the world in which we live. First of all, a story came out, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, about the Islamic congresswoman out of Dearborn that does not live in the district. How's that possible?
Well, she's a liar, and she's not only lied on that, but other issues as well. And she fooled the people, just like Max. I think it's Maxine Waters that doesn't live in her district.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't live in the district. The people don't care that elected her. And here in Michigan, because there's so many of them, people are afraid to really approach the situation in mass because they're afraid of the Muslims and of being accused of being racist. And so they're like Chicken Littles. And there's some of us, you know, we're trying to get a petition going or whatever, but, you know, I don't live in her district. And, you know, it's funny, the people that want to take action don't live in the district.
What are the rules on that?
That the only thing I know is that if you don't live in the district, that you're supposed to be ineligible. And if it's found out that you deceive in this manner, you're supposed to be challenged on this situation, but I do not think personally that she's going to be. Just like Maxine Waters is still in office, and she doesn't live in her district.
Yeah, yeah, I know about her. Okay. Well, now let's talk about Lindsey Graham, because Senator Lindsey Graham has got the ear of Donald Trump, and he told the president to go it alone if the Dems won't give him the border barrier.
He has to. And he can get the money, too. And I thought this, and then when I saw that Senator Graham said that there is already money appropriated for national security, unobligated, and all he has to do is reach in and apply that specifically to a border barrier, but he's got to couch it in the emergency that we do have. We are in an actual emergency situation with this country when it comes to not only the drug situation, it's just the drugs pouring into this country, but even more emergency is directly to humans is the trafficking situation. We have a huge market in this country, an evil market of people buying young people for their use. This is a grave concern. And the president has to, if he has to go it alone, I suggest that he do so under an emergency situation and get the money. It is available.
Yeah, it's really rather shocking, but it actually found its way to Florida, too. They got a tremendous organization down here that's checking all that out and verifying that. But what a deal. Pathetic stuff.
The market for these children is very huge in places like New York State. People are being shipped up there. It's just sick, man. It's just evil.
Well, let's kind of back up for a second here, because you're right about the money for the wall. There was some money set aside. Barack Obama, another 234 miles of either building anew with the wall or fixing what was there that needed to be fixed, or of simply adapting something that was there and making it more modern, if you will. 234 miles was approved, so they're going about with that. The military is actually moving along with that right now, and that's pretty much in Texas where that's going on.
Yeah, Texas. And they need it, man, I tell you. Below, what's that city?
San Angelo?
No, that San Angelo is more in the middle of the state, but I'm talking about San Antonio.
Okay.
San Antonio. I think San Antonio itself is about an hour or two from the border.
Nogales.
But below that.
And Laredo.
Terrible where they're coming in. Yeah. They've got to do something.
Well, Nogales is in Arizona. Let me back up. But you're talking about Laredo.
But I'm talking about below.
Yeah, that's Laredo down there. And there's areas in Laredo where you definitely can sneak across. And there used to be like that in Nogales, but they started doing a little bit of reinforcing there. But they got to do more of it. Now, it's not the whole 2,000 miles. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about where it needs to be done. It needs to be done and done right.
Yeah, and we need to. And I would go so far as to say that wherever there's available land, build the thing. We can't do it all 2,000 miles because, there happen to be a few mountains here and there, and there's a big river. But other than that, we do need some very stringent barriers to keep.
By the way, did you hear about Israel and their wall?
Yes, absolutely. Gaza, on the Gaza. And it's
and they're also
over,
building it deep enough
20 feet tall.
Yeah, but they're also building it deep enough to where they're putting sensors on the bottom, so in case somebody comes up to
tunnels,
right? They can do whatever.
Yeah, and so the technology is there. So when I hear these yahoos in the United States, these Democrats and rhinos talking about, they can go under a wall. No, there's technology to prevent that, and somebody needs to bring that up. When these discussions, like on Fox or whatever, whenever you hear the Democrats or the leftist pundits talking about, they can go under it, so it nullifies the wall, the need for a wall. Like you just said, there is technology for that. If we don't have it, we can borrow it from Israel.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. How about that?
Yep.
Unbelievable. All right. Now, the other thing that's going on here right now is that the situation the situation with Senator Cotton, who you can see where you think something's going on here. Senator Cotton says that the U.S. is facing the greatest drug war in history.
It's true. I mean, that's what and that's part of what the president needs to point out in his State of the Union address. I mean, drugs are coming over here like never, literally like never before. And I know that it's part of a concerted effort to harm this republic beyond repair. When you're flooding it with illegals, you're flooding it with drugs. Unfortunately, we have a lot of stupid people that produce the market for it, too. So that's the excuse. Well, there's a market for it. And so, you know, a lot of the drugs have been coming from places like China. You know, the drugs they have been producing. And 90% of that was coming through Mexico into our southern border. It's just ravenous, the destruction of the amount of drugs that are coming over here and the number of people that are participating in this. It's bad stuff. And so, yes, sir, we have to do something. Cotton is totally correct.
What do you think about Mr. Maduro sending 100 tons of aid to Cuba in lieu of their tornado damage that they had? And there's a manifest that's out there that says what's on board this ship, Peruvian Navy ship, but we have no way of confirming.
I find it very interesting because the last time I checked, Venezuela itself is in dire straits. And so he's got to be getting, if this is happening, I think this is one of those things where he's getting help from Mother Russia or China, because they're not producing any income as a nation in Venezuela right now. So I think that money has to have come from somewhere else. And I don't know how else to explain it. Venezuela, I mean, where's the income being produced now in Venezuela?
So well, they supposedly got $1 billion from Russia shortly.
Yeah,
a little while
ago. As I said, it came from either Mother Russia or China, and so there you have it.
All right, now you're going to be watching the State of the Union tonight, right?
Absolutely, of course.
All right, you know that we've got the official Democratic response coming from the former gubernatorial candidate in Georgia, right?
Yes.
Well, how about this one? Bernie Sanders is going to give his own rebuttal on top of whatever.
I read that, too. So it's going to be Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
All right. Well, I got to let you go because here we go, and I got to take a break, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, the Edwards Notebook, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. What will the theme of President Trump's State of the Union address be this evening? A top advisor to the president says.
He's calling for cooperation and also compromise.
Senior White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, who did not say whether the president will declare a national emergency at the southern border when he delivers his address starting at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight in the U.S. House chambers. The jury in the trial of accused drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will continue deliberating for a second day today. An expert on El Chapo says he doesn't believe jurors have anything to worry about.
I think the cartel knows that violence here against jurors, against judge, anybody involved in this case would be bad for business.
Host of the Vice News podcast Chapo Kingpin on Trial, Keegan Hamilton, spoke on NBC News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Padusha, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, get a hold of them by calling them at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Well, today, in the morning, in the dark, in the early morning hours here, before 10 a.m., we'll have patchy, dense fog in different areas, especially close to the water. The winds will turn around northeast to northwest at 5 knots. Seas will be 1 foot and smooth this morning. The Gulf water temperature 62, the bay water temperature 61. We had our high tide at 1:20 a.m. this morning, low tide coming at 8:52 a.m. And again, the high today will be near 77 degrees. It'll be a calm day, mostly clear, with a low tonight around 59 degrees with a light and variable wind. And then tomorrow, we'll be up in the 80s, 81. Thursday, 79, as we get back to some slightly warmer than normal temperatures, if you will. But our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club can save you a bunch of money because they've got 168 locations all across the United States, including the biggest franchise right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, if you come to Florida, if you go to California, if you go to Texas, if you go to Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, there's a Freedom Boat Club near you. So, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. But we want you to join here because you can have reciprocity and go anywhere in the system. Now, they've got the economy plan, which is what I'm in, great for retirees and those who work weekends. It's a five-day-a-week plan, Monday through Friday. The weekends, you can get on a boat if you want. You have to pay a little extra for it. But why get out there with all the other boats that are out there? Because that's when it gets nuts out on a weekend with all the boats. So I do my boating during the week. There's nobody out there but me and the fish, so to speak. And it's a lot better ride, if you will. Now, the other thing is, you can save $1,000 off the one-time entry fee. Plus, if you're a veteran or active duty military or a first responder, active or retired, you get another $500 off. But that also includes if you work in a medical profession. So you get $1,500 off the one-time entry fee if you're any of what I just told you. Now, the standard plan, which is a seven-day-a-week plan, same thing. $1,500 off if all of that applies to you. You get your first month of member dues free, unlimited seven-day usage at any of the 19 locations for you and your spouse. Again, 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM. Their website is freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. And then they have the seasonal plan if you just want to be a seasonal member. Join that way. All right. Now, a lot of things going on here. Terry McAuliffe, who was the former governor in Virginia, got involved in the mix with everything that's going on. Listen to what he had to say.
I just have to ask you, though, sir. He was your lieutenant governor. It's not just the photograph on his yearbook page. He also, in his Virginia Military Institute high school yearbook page, he's identified one of his nicknames as Coon Man, which he has yet to explain. There's also video out there circulating of him refusing to shake the hand of his black opponent after a 2013 debate. I know that the Ralph Northam you know, in your words, is a good man. But has he also been a racist?
I have zero indication of that. As I say, family doctor, had military service, had been a state senator, ran for lieutenant governor, and literally at my side. I mean, we leaned historic investment in K-12 to make sure that, you know, underserved schools had the right teachers. And as I say, to make sure every child had a nutritious breakfast, working with my wife Dorothy on that. I mean, when I did the Restoration of Rights and was sued by the Republicans to stop me from doing it, Ralph was always at my side. So I can't answer it, Jake. I'm telling you, I'm heartbroken. I don't know how. I mean, I have been, it is on Friday. I can't explain to you my feeling. But, you know, it doesn't matter how Terry McCall feels. That photo that was in that yearbook was so offensive to the African-American community that I can't be in their shoes, and we've just got to get past this.
I want to ask about another controversy.
I knew at a young age, blackface, 1985, you just didn't do it.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Is this Todd? Good morning, caller. Is this Todd?
This is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. I'm going to do the State of the Union for the American people in 60 seconds. Don, we're not here to get along. The Democrats hate us, okay, and we've extended. You don't think that farce in Chicago that Soros pulled with that guy could fool a Corleone, did you? That was no – I've been to 8 Trump rallies. There's no way a Trump person would ever even do something like that, okay? I was standing 10 feet away from the captain who's in front of Acosta who lied, and the media's a disgrace. Your Democrats are a disgrace. Your Virginia governor who's a Democrat is a disgrace. I don't see the Democrats pounding this guy to get out of there because he's a Democrat, and he pushed abortion at the 9th month. You're unholy. You're ungodly. You Democrats are a disgrace to the American people. Why don't you move to China and Russia? Because you're working against the will of the American people. Donald Trump is the Lord's anointed choice. He beat everybody. He took on all comers. He was like the Patriots. You line up, he took you down. Okay? He's the only person in Washington who's kept his word and stood up for the American people to put food on the table, a roof over your head, and to take care of your kids. You're an idiot if you vote against Donald Trump. Soros, you're a loser, and you always have been. God bless the American people. Donald, build the freaking wall. I'll make sure you get reimbursed personally. Let's get to work and stand up for the country and do something for the American people, our military, our first responders. And if you kill a cop, you get the death penalty. You understand me? Let's get to work.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa, and Todd was up on his soapbox this morning. That's not necessarily a bad thing. The thing of it is the emphasis tonight in the speech is going to be unity and bipartisanship. And I know the president's going to try to be civil. As far as how long that will last, I have no idea. All right, let's get through this. Good morning, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hey, are we on air?
You are now.
Oh, okay. I wanted to say, from what I'm hearing, there's going, boy, they love to do this, and the media is more than willing to help them. Tonight, State of the Union, there'll be President Trump. Then you'll have the cheater up there in Georgia who lost. Her point is to get the message out to the black people that Trump's a racist, don't vote for him. Then you've got Bernie Sanders. He's going for all the hippie white dingbats out there that don't work and whatever. So he's going to them with the big socialist, we'll take all the money from the rich thing.
Right.
Then I also heard that, I don't know if it's Julian Castro or somebody, is going to be doing a response in Spanish on all the Telemundo channels.
I think it's him. Yep.
Yeah. So you've got... You've got every, minority type race, I guess, and the dumb, hippies out there, that they're going to hit every one of them with their little thing. And all the networks are happy to give them, they could have 10 responses, and they play every one.
Mm-hmm.
And with this presidential election campaign season, there's going to be so many Democrats, and they're going to plaster them all over. They're all going to be saying... everything under the moon to go from, just hitting Trump. I just can't believe that people can't get past this and see what a bunch of lying frauds they are.
Well, they can. And by the way, you just have to hold your ground. You have to just sit there and grin and bear it because we can't do anything about it. Let them be the fools that they're going to be. And then when it comes time to open up with both barrels, we'll open up with both barrels. But until then, just let them make fools out of themselves.
All right, Captain. Thanks for the time, and have a great day.
Yep. Thank you very much, Sean. Okay. And, folks, it is discouraging. I'll give you that. Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? Because why do you want to lower yourself to the level of the opposition? Think about that for a minute. Why do you want to put yourself down there in the slime pit that they're in? Let them go down there and throw all the slime around that they want, because guess what? It's all going to come back to bite them in the end. It's all going to come back to bite them in the end. Those are my words. How do I know? That's from my years of experience of doing this. It's worked so far. There's nothing for me to think that it's not going to work again. Sooner or later, common sense enters in. And by the way, we'll see what happens come next year. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday morning. And oh, by the way, Wayne will be on a little bit later this week. Not sure if he's going to be on Wednesday morning or Thursday morning, but you'll hear him then. And the final segment is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, and they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. They have all their blinds, shades, and shutters made in the U.S. of A., and they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And don't forget, you can stop by and see the gang. And Jill in the store, she runs the store, and wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out on the highway, too. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount of 10% on your purchase of Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, okay, back to a little short clip here. You know, tell you what, this is the governor of Virginia, and here's part of the problem.
do to people of color and how they harm them, the emotional trauma associated with that?
There's no question. We live and learn. We're all human. And this has been a tremendous learning experience. And, you know, I will tell you, I would say, unique opportunity growing up on the Eastern Shore. I was in public school during desegregation. I have a lot of African American friends that I went to school with, played ball with, and I suspect I've had as much exposure to people of color as anybody, but I have learned a lot, to answer to your question, and I will continue to learn.
Now, here's what he followed that up with. This is about the blackface that he put on. The question then comes out about that, and listen to the answer.
No, because I'm letting you know right now, without a picture, that this is what happened. And that's the way I operate. I want to be honest with people. And again, as I said earlier, I discussed this with a person of color. He let me know why this was offensive. I apologized to him, and I will never do it again. There wasn't a photo, number one.
All right, well, he's trying to talk his way out of the situation he got himself into. Who knows? Who knows? All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Backgammon Bob from Clearwater.
What's up there, Bob?
Got a great video for you to look at on YouTube. The title of it is What Happens When Liberals Run Your State? And it emphasizes the plan of the homeless in St. Petersburg, but the whole video is about Californian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a look. It's a 45-minute video, and it's really well done.
Well, I'm about to tell you what got all this stuff started back in 1928, so we're going to go back a ways. So you're going to want to hear this, so you can take notes if you want to.
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. All right. Now, listen, everybody has heard about the word New World Order. Well, have you heard about the real United Nations? After World War One, they wanted to put forth something similar to that, and then they worked a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Well, how many of these 10 points do you think have already been achieved? And I'm going to read all 10. This is the 10-point strategy of the New World Order. Number one, take God and prayer out of the education system. Number two, reduce parental authority over children. Number three, destroy the traditional Christian family structure. Number four, if sex is free, make abortion legal and easy. Number five, make divorce easy and legal, free people from the concept of marriage for life. Number six, make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. Number seven, debase art and make it run mad. Number eight, use media to promote and change the mindset. Number nine, create an interfaith movement. And number 10, get governments to make all these laws and get the church to endorse the changes. This was how the United Nations developed a credo, a way of thinking, and desire to do what most organizations aspire to do to get bigger and more powerful. This was it. The early thinker that wrote this, that inspired this, and helped the UN's development was none other than Alice Bailey. Alice Ann Bailey. She's written 24 books about the New Age, about the New World Order, the indoctrination of our young people. And this is out there for anybody that wants to go and look it up. Alice Bailey, look her up, find out what's going on. Now, the other thing is, before I run out of time, the other thing is when you talk about the alternative energy, and you talk about the wall, and you talk about the barrier, and you talk about whether or not it's going to be a wall or not, and why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to have the virtual wall, they keep talking about it and using technology, is there's a company called Quanergy Systems, Quanergy Systems. It just happens to be located in Nancy Pelosi's district. And it just happens to be going public. Guess who's investing a large amount of money in that besides Nancy Pelosi? Now, they've just completed Series C financing with a valuation surpassing $2 billion. That happened last October. And, yep, the IPO process is moving along. It's all about Silicon Valley and the Democrats who are tied at the hip with Silicon Valley. And this is another way for them to make money. And it's perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. They can do this. It's part of the insider information they can get away with. Now, here's what you need to do. You need to start understanding that you need to be as smart or smarter than the people out there that are trying to take your country away from you. So therefore, get on the phone. Start calling. Go to the local congressional offices, the local Senate offices of these politicians and say, hey, we're not going to take it anymore. Now, let me give you a couple of phone numbers real quick. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. That is the House of Representatives switchboard. When you call that number, give them your zip code. You'll get your congressional representative, whoever it might happen to be. 202-224-3121. Now, for the Senate switchboard is 202-225-3121. Every state has two senators. 202-225-3121. When you call that number, give them your zip code. They'll give you the number for one or both of your senators. Call them. Tell them. Get in their ear. Make sure that if you're a Teamster, retired or active, or if you're in the military, or if you're in the fire service, or you're a police officer, or you're a union member, or you work as a truck driver or whatever, throw out all the different superlatives you can to your name other than just your name, because they put that down. And it counts. They go like, Teamster. Wow. 300,000. Military. 500,000. And that's what they do. They really do. That's how they catalog it. But also find out the local numbers for your representatives. Call them. Make appointments. Go see them. Let them know you're watching them. Let them know that the days of the fun and games and the same old is done. It's time to get serious. You want to change the course of America? You're going to have to get out there and do it. You're going to have to get out there and do it, because we are all Americans first. Every one of us. We are all Americans first. And everything else comes after that. And remember that. And if you do remember that, maybe, just maybe, we'll survive this onslaught that's coming at us from the left, because it's not going to go away. They are sworn to the fundamental transformation of America. You heard Barack Obama say it. They haven't stopped trying to do it. They're going to continue to try to do it. And unless we get in the way, they're going to have their way. So think about that. Think about that. We can work together on this. We can all be Americans and work together on this and take care of this and get it resolved to our satisfaction. All right, well, it's been another busy night. A lot of great phone calls. We appreciate all the callers and all the people that chimed in on the Facebook page, too. Remember, you can go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Check out all the different things that are over there. And the Facebook pages for the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch and the Captain's America Radio Show. Send us a message. We'll check it out later in the day. I got to go. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.